Tonight, above the Capitol, the American flag at half-staff. In the Senate chamber, Lindsey Graham's desk draped in black.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
And in South Carolina, the governor announcing Graham's sister, Darlene, will soon take her brother's place in Washington.
It's my honor to ask his little sister, Darlene Graham, to finish his work for him now.
Graham raised his sister after both their parents died by the time she was only 13.
Of all the things that have happened in my life, her turning out so well is the highlight of it, by far.
Today, Darlene Graham Nordone saying she's ready to step in.
Lindsey has always been there for me, and now I will be there for him. Now to Lindsey, I miss you more than I can even put into words, but I'm going to do this. I got it. Thank you.
EMS rushing to Graham's Washington, D.C. home Saturday night. A preliminary medical examiner's report indicating he died of a tear in his aorta, the main artery that carries blood to the heart. Symptoms can come on suddenly and can include severe chest pain that feels like a heart attack. Graham's condition likely triggered by heart disease. President Trump revealing he spoke with Graham just hours before his death. Graham, a relentless supporter, though he broke with Trump after the riot on January 6th.
All I can say is count me out. Enough is enough.
But Graham quickly returned to Trump's side, and today the president saying the senator was like a member of his family.
He had fun, you know. He was a man who had a lot of fun. He had fun with politics, but he was really good at it.
And David, we're learning tonight Darlene Graham Nordone will be sworn in up here on Capitol Hill tomorrow. But her brother was also running for re-election. So Republicans in South Carolina now have to fill his spot on the ballot in a special primary. That'll be on August 11th. David.